listeners, in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to our program today as we declare, souls are crying and men are dying, let us work diligently to win the lost. This is Sharon Knotts, and on today's program, I'm ministering on the topic, the three laws of recompense. They are the law of wrath, which only pertains to the ungodly, the law of chastening, which only pertains to God's children, and the law of sowing and reaping, which is universal and pertains to everyone and to every aspect of life, and sometimes it overlaps the others. I believe you will receive answers to many of the whys we often ask. Now, at the close of the program, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of The Three Laws of Recompense.
Hallelujah! You're a good, good, good God. You're a mighty, mighty God. Oh, you're our Redeemer and our Lord. You're our Savior and our King. Oh, you're our Healer and our Deliverer. Oh, for a thousand tongues to bless your name and sing your praises. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, shake somebody's hand and say the Lord is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Hallelujah. So good. Amen. And you know, God is not only good, He's just. And all His ways are perfect. We don't always understand the ways of God, but as we grow and develop in His Word, and as we go through some life experiences with the Lord, we find out that everything that God does, He does for a purpose. And that purpose, where His children are concerned, is for good. Only God can take bad things that come in our lives and work them together for good. But He only does it for those who trust in Him. He doesn't do it for everybody. He does it for those who are the called according to His purpose and who love God with all of their hearts. Because when you love God with all of your heart, you trust Him. Even when you don't get it, you trust Him until you do. Even when you don't even like it, you trust Him because you know later you'll look back and say, wow, I'm so glad that I was trusting in the Lord and not the arm of flesh. Amen. And this morning I want to minister to you, and it's a kind of a message that will teach you and that will instruct you. Amen. You know, I like to minister messages that get you going and get you shouting and get you feeling all good. And the last 2 weeks I've ministered on how you can get your prayer life changed dramatically. And I trust that you've been taking those words and applying them in a practical way. If you are, you will see changes. Maybe you already have. And if you have it, I'm telling you, hang in there. It works. Amen. And so this morning, I would like to shed some light on some things that maybe sometimes we don't understand. And the message I'm going to preach this morning, I'm entitling The Three Laws of Recompense. And there are three laws of recompense in the Word of God that I see. One is the law of wrath. The second is the law of chastening. And the third is the law of sowing and reaping. Let me begin by saying that the law of wrath only pertains to the ungodly, to unbelievers and the unsaved. And the law of chastening only pertains to the godly, to believers, to God's children. The law of sowing and reaping is universal. It pertains to everyone. And it pertains to absolutely every area of our life. It's one of those laws that we can apply to ourselves spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, relationally, financially, in every way. It is a universal law. And sometimes the law of sowing and reaping overlaps the laws of wrath and the law of chastening. And hopefully we will see that this morning. Amen. So how many are ready to get started? Because the word recompense just means a repayment or a compensation. It means to give back. It can be in the positive, the reward, or in the negative, retribution. But these are three laws that express recompense that is clearly, clearly taught in the Word of God. Because God, as we already said, is a good God, but He's a just God. If He was not a just God, He couldn't be a good God. It's not good to let wrongdoers get away. It's not good to let evildoers get away with their evil, because they'll only wax worse and worse, and they will cause the innocent and the just to suffer. So a good God is a just God. Amen? And that's why God said, recompense belongs to me and I will repay. So we're going to start off by looking at the law of wrath. Now, the law of wrath is simply God's righteous reaction and his just recompense upon those who break his laws, who refuse to receive his grace, and who persist in their disobedience. In John 3:36, Jesus referred to it. He said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, which obviously he means eternal life, because he's speaking to people that are walking around and breathing. Amen? He that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So the wrath of God is real. Amen? And to those who do not believe in Christ, who do not receive what Jesus has come to give them, grace and eternal life, the wrath of God is following them. When they get up in the morning till they go to bed at night, the wrath of God is pursuing them and hunting them down. Amen? We can turn in Romans, the first chapter. Paul describes it. And each one of these verses will give us a little more insight into this. Romans 1:18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now let's look at this, because this really tells us a lot. First of all, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Amen? Because God is a just God, he reveals his wrath on whom? Remember, it's only on certain people. On the ungodly, on the unrighteous, and specifically, and make sure you catch this, those who hold the truth in unrighteousness. What this word means in the Greek means they hold down the truth. They suppress the truth. They stifle the truth. Amen. Paul said it another place. Because they would not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. They don't want to receive the truth. Amen. Jesus said, he said that they don't want to come to the light because the light exposes their sin and reproves them. And they're not ready to give their sin up, so they won't come to the light. Amen. They repress the light. They repress the truth. I want you to understand why God has to pour his wrath out on some. Some people think that's a contradiction. And you'll hear a lot of people that one of the excuses that they'll give you why they don't want to get saved or why they don't want to come to God, it's a weak excuse. But people, when they don't want to do right, they find something that they think they can stand on. They'll tell you, well, how can a good God, if he's a God of love, how could he send someone to hell? How could he let these things come? Because God said that he has given us the truth. He's given us the light. But there are some people that when they receive light and truth, they hold it down. I'm not talking about those people that Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the gospel is hid to them that are blind. Because the God of this world has blinded their minds, lest the glorious light of the gospel of Christ should shine unto them. I'm talking about people that suppress the truth, resist the truth, are hostile to the truth. Amen? And he said, the wrath of God has been revealed from heaven against such of these. Now, we won't read it all. I'll refer to it. But if you went on, you will find out that these people in verse 25, he says, they changed the truth of God into a lie. When you start messing around with God's word and change it into a lie, you're in trouble. If you're not ready to do right, just say, I'm not ready to do right. I believe God's word is true. I believe it. I'm just not there yet. I for whatever your stubbornness or whatever, but don't go changing the truth of God into a lie. Because when you do that, you are going to invite the wrath of God to come upon you. Amen? He said in verse 28, they do not wish to retain God in their knowledge. And that's the day and the generation that we live in today. They are trying so hard to erase God out of everything till they have gone to stupidity. Making them put pieces of plywood to cover a cross out in the middle of the desert, that the cross was put up to honor the veterans who died in wars. Been there for decades. But now all of a sudden, and oh, that's an offense, and they're making them put up pieces of plywood to cover it. Because at this point, they can't take it down because it's in the courts now. It is going to ridiculousness that people do not want to retain God in their knowledge. They're not willing to say, you know, you believe in God and I don't. No, they want to tear down anything that reminds them of God. Here's the thing about it. If there's no God, what's the big deal? If there is no God, why sweat it? So these people that believe in a God that doesn't exist, if there's no God, why are they so upset about anything that refers to God? Amen? He says in verse 30 that they're haters of God. And he finally concludes in verse 32, and these people are worthy of death. Amen? Because he said, if you believe on the Son, you have life, and if you don't, the wrath of God is upon you. He even said in verse 27 of this same chapter that there are those that do not want to retain God in their knowledge. And one of the reasons why is because they want to be active in a homosexual lifestyle. And that is not compatible with the Word of God. So because God created us male and female and said a man and a woman should cleave together, that's not going to allow them to do what they want to do. So they got to get rid of God. Amen. So that they don't have that bringing conviction upon their lives. And he said, in their case, they will receive recompense that is meet according to their sin. In other words, they're going to receive recompense that's commensurate with their sin of homosexuality.
Amen. Friends, I hope you have been blessed and spiritually enlightened by our message, The Three Laws of Recompense, which are the law of wrath, which only pertains to the ungodly, the law of chastening, which only pertains to the children of God, and the law of sowing and reaping, which is a seminal and universal principle that pertains to everyone and to every aspect of life. Physical, natural, relational, spiritual, and financial, just to name a few. In our very troubled and even calamitous world, we often hear and perhaps even ask those difficult questions. If there is a God and He is good, why are so many bad things happening? And what about the righteous, God's children? Why do they experience bad things? And then there's the problem of the ungodly who do wickedly and seem to get away with it. What's up with that? It doesn't seem fair, does it? I believe we can find answers to these and to many other objections people have about the way things seem to go in life when we look at these three clearly defined and biblical laws. There is great comfort for the obedient, instruction for the humble, and warning to the disobedient. The Three Laws of Recompense is available on CD for a love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Please ask for order number SK150. That's SK as in Sharon Knotts, 150. Remember, your love gift helps us to support the radio ministry and pay for the airtime on this station. Send your request for Three Laws of Recompense, order number SK150, and a love gift of at least $10 to R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or you may order online at rghardy.org. God bless you, and until next time, Maranatha.